Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday afternoon with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548, on the Globetrotting program. As I said last week, we're saying Globetrotting program, we cannot Globetrot. This is reality now. We cannot Globetrot for a while. We have come to a total shutdown, a total lockdown, and a standstill. When I say standstill, I hope it's a standstill. From the messages that are coming out, the video clips that are coming out, it is sad to note that our South Africans are not listening. Some of them are not listening. And that's the sad part. At least we should abide by the rules. Oh, and another thing, I just checked News 24 this morning, and I see there's an NGO that wants to sue the government because of the lockdown. Now, is that real? Is there somebody that can do that? They want to sue them to say that it's not constitutional to have a lockdown or a shutdown or a close-up, whatever we may call it. But let's be real. There's a reason for this. If everything is going to go on normal, look at what's happening in America. Look at what's happening around the world. In South Africa, let us be serious. Let us be serious. And please, people, let's take this thing really, really serious. If we all can put together, get together, put our shoulders to the wheel, and where we do not go against what the rules are at the moment, inshallah, everything will come right. With the help of Allah, we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah protect us. It all comes from Allah. These conditions are from Allah. That we know for a fact. These conditions are from Allah. Allah make it easy. Allah protect us. Dua is most important. But also, we should take care. We should take care. We should look after ourselves. We should abide by the rules of the country. We have heard, this past week I had a discussion with somebody and they saying, yeah, but you can't do that. It's against Sharia, closing masjids, does that. Yes. But we are living in a country, it's a non-Muslim country. They've got rules, abide by the rules. If that is the case, we must do Sharia law in this country, where you don't do what the country tells you to do, they lock you up. Because that's not the law of the country. So abide by the rules of the country. Be kind to the country. Be kind to its people. Let us show them our akhlaq as Muslims also, that what Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us the basic tenets of Islam is, let us be kind to people. So, in this case, let us abide by the rules. And we're finding, I'm on some of these groups where they're selling items and so on. Our people are ridiculous. They are jacking the prices up, pushing the prices up, and it's just unreal. It's not fair. It's not fair that we do that. And the prices that I know of, there are so many places that are just, every little while the prices are going up on the necessities. We must be here to help. Let's help the locals. Let's help ourselves. Let's help everybody around us. Very, very important. Let us do that. Let us be kind to people. But anyway, we cannot talk about travel. It is so inappropriate for me to talk about different destinations, talk about travel, talk about different countries. It's just so difficult. And I find it so sad that it's not happening. Airports, apparently yesterday, the airport had 3 or 4 planes on the tarmac. That's it. Everything is standing still. And I think that is the best thing that's happening at the moment. Let us all just stay where we are, contain the virus within our homes. If there is a virus in the home also, contain it. Inshallah, it will come right. Do what we have to do. The most important thing, which this week I've noticed, there's so much of information coming out regarding Kulunji, black seed. Black seed, there's a video clip going out of somebody that's from Germany. And it's about the black seed oil. Now, the black seed oil is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already then mentioned that black seed oil has the most amount of shifa, cure, when it comes to diseases. And I see now, they are looking at the black seed oil and black seed for cure of the coronavirus. So inshallah, that will happen. And we realize all these things, whatever is happening, all these things is already in the Quran, it's already in Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned it, all that. And scientists, from what I can gather, if you really look at it carefully, scientists are reading the Quran to see what cure there is, or what scientific stuff and mathematics and geography, all those things, it's in the Quran. So they are reading the Quran, but they're not telling you that they're reading the Quran. And they are deducing from there what to do, and they are trying to work out what to do. That's my personal take on there. And I think that's what's happening. And it's rightly so that they should do that, because the Quran has everything in it. Math, science, geography, medicine, you name it, everything is there. So inshallah, some good will come out from there. Allah make it easy. Allah protect us all. Allah protect the entire world. We not only say the Muslims, but the entire world. Because this virus is not a joke. This is something that is serious. We're looking at so many of these little clips that are coming out from around the world. There are people pleading from around the world that please take care. This thing is real. This thing is serious. As much as we say it can't happen to us, so, you know, we can do what we want. Alhamdulillah, we read our du'as, our wazifas, we do what we have to do. But we also have to take care. We have to take care. We got to look after ourselves also. And inshallah, in doing so, Allah will protect us. But let us not be careless. If we're going to be walking around, going to the shops, doing what we have to do, it's not on. Yesterday, for example, there were video clips that came out. Peter Maritzburg. People are, according to those videos that we've seen, I cannot believe that Peter Maritzburg is almost like normal. I don't know today what's the situation. There are so much of these false videos that are going out as well. But there are some of them which are genuine, which we should look at and say, but it's not on. Then again, knowing I've got quite a few people, that's looking at Tembisa, which is the suburb from Kempton Park. Tembisa also, the shops are running normal. They, according to the law, there's no cigarettes to be sold. They are selling cigarettes like normal in the shops. Everything is just by happening. So that's not fair. That's not on. If we all put our mind together, we all work together, in doing so, nothing will happen, inshallah. Nothing will really go wrong. So we really, really, really make dua to Allah to help us all and guide us. Now today, I'm going to be talking to somebody from Germany about what's happening there. But before we do that, let us talk a little about the tourism of Germany for about a few minutes. Just the tourism of Germany. Because Germany is a beautiful country. We've been there many times already. Beautiful country. And are you ready for a real, real trip? Now that is now, if I would generally talk about Germany. You just step away from the norm and you visit the enchanted lands of Germany. You trade in your beach resorts and experience any of Germany's countless adventures. Beautiful country with a rich history and even richer culture. Its landscape is filled with variety of different atmospheres. It has the charms of sophisticated big cities, the picturesque facades of small towns, the fascinating qualities of pagan-inspired harvest festivals, a vast array of truly interesting art, history, and culture, the wild allure of huge tracts of forests, old and elegant castles, river valleys, and rising and falling hills. Also snow-covered Alps and bushy mountains. It's located in the very heart of Europe. Germany is known all over the world as its history is deeply ingrained in several nations worldwide. We know that. We know the quality of what they're making there. You're looking at your Mercedes-Benz, you're looking at your BMWs and all those big cars from Germany. Not just in modern times, such as the World Wars, but on continental history as well. Its wide berth of historical events include the great Charlemagne and the Holy Roman Empire, the Otto von Bismarck's German Reich, Nazism, the rise and fall of the Berlin Wall. That has shaped Europe in a way no other nation has done, whether for better or for worse. Because it's capital, but because it's a testament to both history and progress. Now, Germany, first world, everything moving clockwork. We know the Germans. They move clockwork. They are precise. They do what they have to do. A time has come where whatever I tell you now will obviously be falling on deaf ears. Because Germany is one of the countries in Europe that is now at a standstill, virtual standstill. There's a bit of things happening there, but virtual standstill. So now we've got to look at Germany from that perspective. Okay, we cannot go there now. That's what I told you of now. You cannot explore it now. It's just a bit too soon to do all that. But we are going to talk to somebody from Germany, and inshallah we'll get a better perspective of a people living in Germany and what's their take of the country,
while in this condition.
As I said, we have somebody from Germany who has agreed to talk to us, alhamdulillah, all the way from Germany, talk to us directly of what's happening in Germany on the ground. The whole world, we're getting information from different avenues, different sources, giving us different information. And there's so much of old stories that's coming out, old videos people are posting on social media, which is not appropriate, which is not of now. I think, you know, people, let us stop doing that. Let us not just forward information. We manage, we tend to get voice notes from people and videos from people, and we just forward it. And we don't realize that those videos that we're getting, it's not of current information. And we are forwarding it and we're creating this panic. There was a video that was going out, I think it was day before yesterday, of Hillbrow. That there was chaos in Hillbrow. Now, it showed so appropriate that it's chaos in Hillbrow, the cops are there, you see the military guys, the cop vans are pulling up, chasing the people. And then we see that video was taken about 2 years ago. It's not of today. So people, let us not forward just about anything. It's not fair that we do that. We should rather try and clarify and see when exactly it was. Okay, it's difficult just to find that, and we tend to look at it and our blood boils and we just forward and say, what's happening to South Africans? South Africans are not the people where we are, as we say, Ubuntu, standing side by side. We are not doing that. But anyway, let's hear what's the perspective on the ground in Germany with somebody that is there, that is also in the midst of this whole coronavirus. We have Jennifer Klingerbill, who's from Baden-Württemberg, which is a district of Stuttgart, in a small little town of Beistein, that's in Germany. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday afternoon, talking about Germany as one of the countries. Normally, if I would talk to anybody about any country on my program, Jennifer, I would talk to them about tourism. But today, very different. Jennifer, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us on this Sunday afternoon.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, thank you. I thank you for giving me time all the way to Germany. People, the line may be a bit delayed because we are talking to Jennifer who's in Germany. So we may have a second or two delay. But just please bear with us. We have a live program in from Germany, so it makes a bit of a difference for us. But inshallah, we'll get the gist of it all. Jennifer, thank you again, once again, for talking to us. You are in Germany at the moment. You want to, the towns and the cities and whatever I told you, do you want to tell it to me in German, how, where you are, and for your full name, please, Jennifer?
Yes, my name is Jennifer Klingerbill, and I live in Beistein, that is in Baden-Württemberg, near Stuttgart.
Oh, yes, that's the information you had given me, and I said it correctly. Okay, fine. Because you know what, all these fancy names and so on, it makes it so difficult for us to pronounce, especially when I get some of these long German names.
You said it very good.
Okay, not a problem. Jennifer, in the first place, how are you and your family?
Yes, we are all fine, alhamdulillah. We are all in the house together, trying our best to not be stressed with this whole situation. Yeah.
So, anybody close to you that's affected? Anybody close to you affected?
No,
this day?
No, not yet. That is, we don't wish for that, but we haven't had anybody yet close to us. Nobody.
Yes, you said that's the biggest fear, where somebody close to you gets this virus, and then you don't know what to do. You are in panic. Where to from here? Whom did they come into contact with, and so on? I think that is the biggest fear, also on your side.
Yeah, that is the fear. That's why everybody is trying to stay away from each other, that this doesn't spread any further, that we are trying to avoid this whole from coming too close to us. That's why everybody's just avoiding social contact.
That's very, very important. Now, is this people are doing it voluntarily or are they doing it by force?
Well, the problem is what our government has told us is that we should try to we should do this for us, that we help each other not to get infected. So there's no lockdown, but everybody is helping each other and staying at home and not going out so much. just for a little bit. You're allowed to walk a little bit. They're not going to friends. Even the grandmas and grandpas, the grandkids are not going to visit them. You know, everybody just has to stay away from each other.
That is what we in South Africa would call Ubuntu, where we are doing things for one another and just avoid contact, but you're doing it for one another's sake. That's the way it is. I think Germany also got another, you call it something else there?
Yes, Alle for Alle.
Alle for Alle, yes. That's the phrase I'm looking for.
Yes.
Alle for Alle. Now, having that in mind, people are obviously abiding by those rules and they are not coming into contact with other people because they obviously know exactly what the consequences are, I presume.
Yes. Yeah, and people are afraid. They are afraid of it because it's not a joke.
Yes.
Because this is something that can affect your family and your friends. And it's not only for old people, it's also for young people. That's why they've closed the schools, you know, the kids that don't come in contact with each other. The kids they're not allowed to see their friends because this virus is not a joke.
So the schools are closed?
So you have to actually...
So all the schools are closed?
Yeah, the schools are closed.
Oh, I see, okay. So there isn't a lockdown, a total lockdown, but all the schools are definitely closed.
Yes, the schools, the only places that are open is the post office,
yes,
petrol station, grocery stores, you know, deliveries, but otherwise, mostly everything else, playgrounds, where the kids want to play, the playgrounds are closed, parks, everything that's got to do with many people together in one place,
yes.
That is all... That is all closed.
Is there a lot of police presence out on the streets?
In the big cities, the police are controlling people to see that they don't walk, like four people are not allowed to walk together, like stuff like that. But the people are not actually doing that. The most of where you go in the big cities like Berlin and Hamburg, those big tourist attractions, those places are all empty.
Ah, okay. So they are abiding by the rules.
Yeah. The people are just when they have to go out, you know, because the people that closed a lot of businesses, that because a lot of people worked together.
Yes.
So they've closed quite a lot of businesses that the people just stay at home for the time being.
Have they given a period of how long will this virtual, it's a partial shutdown, we call it. Have they given an indication how long it's going to take in Germany?
Well, to be honest, they said that, they gave a date, the 20th of April. But to be honest with you, I don't think that that's going to happen. To be honest with you, because, I don't see it because, I don't know, I just have a feeling because it's not under control.
And
I don't have it under control.
What's your statistics there at the moment as of today? Because the world statistics we're getting is so, I'm not so sure if it's like, what they're telling us, is it correct or what, but from within, you are in the country, you know better. What's your statistics like at the moment? Is it growing very fast?
Well, at the moment they said that it's not going down, that it's spreading more and more. And the number of cases at the moment is 10,819.
As much as that?
Yeah, but that's the whole of the Südwesten. Here by us in Baden-Württemberg, I'm not exactly sure at the moment because there was no new statistics at the moment, but in the whole of Südwesten and in our area as well, in the bigger places is so many.
So it is really. And have you had any major, any deaths relating to this?
Yeah, at the moment it's 275.
275 deaths. Well, that's a lot,
yeah.
Eh?
And I think the biggest fear, in Germany is probably the spread from Italy.
Yes, well, they've shut all the, you know, nobody's allowed to come in. They've shut the borders. The borders are all closed.
So nobody from Italy can come up even?
No. They've stopped that immediately. The only thing is that the residents, German residents, they are allowed to come back to the country, but then they have to go to a special camp for 14 days and has to stay there.
Lockdown, yes, exactly. I have quite a few other questions that I want to ask you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You've just joined us. You're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting Program. I'm going to say it, the Globe Trotting Program, where we're not trotting for holiday, but we're trotting elsewhere about the coronavirus, which is a sad part. It is a really, really sad. But anyway, we are talking to Jennifer, who's in Germany. It's a live program from Germany. Jennifer, who's on the ground and who is giving us a bit of information of what's happening in Germany on the ground. Jennifer, thank you very much and Jazakallah for joining us on this lovely Sunday afternoon. In South Africa, I would say sunny Sunday afternoon, everything being extremely quiet. I don't know what's your weather out there like in Germany?
Yes, it's cold.
Is it cold there? Because you come out of, or you're getting out of your winters at the moment, eh?
Yeah, but it's freezing cold out of March. Maybe the last day of winter.
Oh, so that's why it's extremely cold. Okay, not a problem. Jennifer, I'd like to ask you, as far as the public services are concerned in Germany at the moment, when I'm talking of public services, I'm talking of the refuse, the water companies, the electricity companies. Are they also on a go slow, or are they normal operations there?
With them, is that they come to somebody's house, they've stopped that also because they cannot go and do that in somebody's house. So they have to also keep that distance. I'm not exactly so sure. I think like the smaller companies have closed. Yes. But the big places are still, but they are with, you have to talk to them first over the telephone, and then they will see if the they can help you. And if someone must go out, then they will, I think they still do it.
And
it's a big problem.
As far as your refuse and all that is concerned, all the rubbish from the houses, are they?
Yes, that the rubbish and stuff, they're still busy with that as well, because you're not coming into contact with people because it's outside, so...
Oh, I see, right. So they're just taking it and dumping it from there. So your public services are still in operation, but also on a limited basis, as you say.
Yes, yes.
And then as far as the airport is concerned, do you have a shutdown? Are there any international flights coming in and out there?
No, the airports are shut down. It's only for cargo and stuff that's open for, but otherwise it's not running at the moment.
So no passengers allowed to fly in and out. That's a good thing, eh?
No, only for the residents coming back to Germany, German residents.
Right. And then what about your local, in the cities, obviously Germany being such a huge country, your transport services. Now transport, I know in Germany, excellent transport. You have your monorail, your underground trains, you have your Uber, your hailing services, you've got your taxis that are there, you've got your buses and so on. What's the situation with the transport system at the moment?
Yes, that is quite... complicated because they are still running, but they're very empty. The buses and the trains are extremely empty. Sometimes you see nobody in the buses or in the trains, not one single person. But for like mornings, with the businesses that are still open and that are still running, and the people that need the public transport, they can still use it.
But you hardly
see anybody in the train.
But they obviously, I presume, they must have cut down a bit on that also, where they're not having the full services running all the time?
Yes, definitely. Well, here we are, in the city here in Bastein, they are the normal buses. They are up and down. I see them, but there's nobody inside the buses.
So it's very, very
They're driving up and down. But there's nobody inside.
And what about your daily necessities?
And also because...
Continue.
No, I just wanted to say, you know, because of the schools are closed and usually all the kids go in the buses, and now because the schools are closed, you don't see any kids, and, you know, the buses, they don't have any of the kids to pick up and stuff. That's one.
It's the social distancing that's important. That's what we're telling you. That's the bottom line message. Social distance.
That is, yes.
Right.
Correct.
Now, in the area where you are, as far as your daily necessities are concerned, now that your daily necessities, obviously your milk, your bread, your fruits, your vegetables, and so on, are the businesses operating, how are they doing it there?
Okay, I work for a big firma grocery store,
yes.
Where food, where the people are always coming to buy the groceries.
Yes.
For us, it's also easy because we are also like they are always giving us chocolate and praying for us as well because we're putting ourselves out there because everybody else has gotten off and they have to stay at home and we still have to work
yes.
to provide food for everybody. So what they have done is they have put for us workers that everybody that is on the front line they've put glass, I don't know how you call it, like a glass...
protection.
You know, you have...
Between you and the customer.
Yeah, protection of... Yes, I don't know how to say it.
Not a problem, I understand.
They've put that for all the cashiers, that you are protected, that you have that distance between you. And for the people shopping, you know, a lot of people wear masks and yes. we wear gloves. And then they must always keep 2 meter distance between each other when they're shopping.
Oh, they have to have their distancing. That's very, very, very important. Now, as you say, the shops that are open are just the shops that supplies necessities. That is all. So the general stores, the electronic stores, all those stores are closed at the moment?
Yes.
So it's your bakery.
Restaurants, banks, small shops, everything is closed except for the grocery stores, petrol station and post office. The banks are also closed.
Oh, is it? The banks are also closed there now. Wow. So that means that it's almost a complete lockdown from what I can gather, because we have a similar situation, but ours is national where they call it a lockdown. Everybody has to stay in their homes and so on. But you have just limited amount of people doing things on the outside, limited amount of companies. For example, your necessities, which are only open, but other than that, all shut down.
Yeah, but with the bank that you can still speak to them on the telephone and then you can get an appointment and you can still go there, but it's not like open. So you can only, if it's very important, then they'll give you an appointment. You can go there.
Right, okay. So that is also very, very important. Now tell me something, the conditions in the hospitals that you got there.
Yes.
Your hospital facilities at the moment, well, Germany I know has always been number one in their hospital, in the medical, but in current times with what's happening at the moment, your hospitals, are they with so many cases that you've got, 10,819, what's the situation at the hospitals at the moment?
Yes, well, the doctors are working extremely hard. And the nurses, everybody's praying for them because they're putting their lives on the front line to try and help everybody. So everybody's, you know, wishing all the best for them, and everybody's always talking about it, you know, because they have a lot of work to do. They're extremely exhausted, but they are still giving it their best to help everybody.
Yes, so the doctors are all putting together and they're all working out tirelessly doing all these things. That's the way to do it.
They also brought people from from Switzerland and Frankfurt also to the hospitals nearby so that they can help some of the people because their hospitals were too full, so they had to fly them in to the side to come in so that they can also help you know, stabilize the situation.
Yes. Now, Jennifer, you told us about, we spoke a little earlier on about, I call it Ubuntu, and you said what you said, Ale for Ale?
Ale for Ale.
Ale for Ale, yes. So now, we've got our thing called Ubuntu, but in South Africa, I'm disappointed at what's happening from what I see, what's going on with people and so on. Now, in Germany, you're saying Ale for Ale. Can you elaborate more on that, how people are doing it when it comes to Ale for Ale?
Yes, the people are fighting, they're helping each other, fighting against it so that it doesn't spread further. They're helping the old people, you know, because they are the most, they are mostly infected by this.
Yes.
Not only old people, young people too, but mostly so many old people. And they are also helping to make sure that the older people don't have to go out, trying to help them with food, looking to go shopping for them, you know, just helping in the community.
So they're all assisting one another, yes.
Yes, they're all helping one another, and we're all trying to be there for each other, you know, because it's not easy in a situation like this. You all have to stand together and make sure that your place stays, heart stays, and not get out of control, to say.
In other words, you're saying, let's not be selfish, let's all be together, let's work together to combat this whole thing. That is what we call Ubuntu. That is what we call Ale for Ale. Is where we work together. We're doing all this as a goal for all of us together. Let's win this whole thing together. Let us not be selfish and say, it can't happen to me.
Yes.
We mustn't do that. So that's exactly what you're telling me.
And also don't be egoistic and go and shop everything out of the shop, and then when some people who need the stuff the most don't have anything to buy, because you don't have to panic, you don't need to panic shop and shop everything, because the shops will not close. You'll always have food and you'll always have water.
That's what's happening in South Africa at the moment, unfortunately. We find people are going panic buying and they're emptying the shelves, and people that now require the stuff don't have it. That's the sad part.
And that was the only problem there, that the sad thing I can say is that it was here, it was like that here also, that people were doing the same thing, and then you have some old people or the people in need, they don't have anything. Or people working long shifts. There was a nurse that was working a 48-hour shift, and there was no, she went to the shop and there was no fruit and vegetables, nothing for her to buy.
Oh,
and she was crying on this video and saying that, can you guys stop it, because it's not necessary.
Shame, man. That is the sad part. And the people that require, for example, in South Africa at the moment, people are going crazy. They're buying out masks. Those that can afford it are buying thousands of those things. They're buying out the sanitizer sprays and so on. And what they're then doing, they are selling it at higher prices. They're taking advantage of this.
Yeah, that is not good. That is not. That is just selfish. And that is not. That is not Ale for Ale or Ubuntu. That is just selfishness.
Yes.
And the people that are doing that, you know, they should listen to their government and protect themselves and the people around them, not only themselves, because it will not only hit you, it will hit everybody. So you should actually be together and not for yourself.
If that's what you're telling me, bottom line, this thing boils down to education?
Yes. People who are uneducated need to be informed and educated about this virus, because it's very dangerous. And I think in those places it will be very, very bad if it goes there, because they will not know even that they have it.
Yes, that's the sad part of it all. So we all got to work together because this is real. This virus is real. Because if you're looking at Germany, it's so advanced. The whole of Europe, they are advanced, but yet This virus has knocked them, I would term it in a very blunt way, this virus knocked Europe upside down.
Yes.
Because
definitely, it's not a joke. I don't think it's a joke. We should definitely really protect each other and look out for each other.
That is the bottom line message which you're telling us here. We don't have much time. We're going to be cutting off shortly. But the bottom line message which you're giving us is that we should work together and treat this as real.
Yes.
Because this is a real thing. Yes. Let us work together on this. That's the bottom line message.
Definitely.
So in Germany, that's what you people are doing. And I hope you can fight the virus in the correct way and things must just happen. But like you're just saying, where people are staying home and so on, I just hope that can help. Where people stay home, where the virus is contained, and it will then slow down.
I also hope so. I hope we can all fight this. And I hope in South Africa as well that the people just help each other and not be selfish towards each other and just try to understand the realness of this virus.
That's important. That's a very, very good important thing, yes. Okay, we are already out of time. The last message from you is, let us all work together. And what you say? Ale for Ale.
Yes, Ale for Ale.
That's the last message from you, Ale for Ale. So that is what it is. We call it Ubuntu. We all work together. Jennifer, thank you very much. Yes. Sorry to take your Sunday afternoon, but although it's you're just chilling out, I know we're all just chilling out, so that's the way it is, so it's fine. Thank you very much, Jazakallah Shukran, for taking time on the Sunday afternoon, talking to me all the way from Germany, giving us a bit of perspective from your side, what's it like, and a bit of advice what we should do in South Africa also. And we should be all...
Thank you so much, also.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
thank you so much.
Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks. Bye. That was Jennifer. Bye. That was Jennifer. Jennifer from Germany, direct. We spoke to her. And just to get a perspective, we are on the Globetrotting program. We always talk travel. But in particular today, like I said, because of the situation, because of the condition, we managed to get somebody from Germany. I've got somebody that we're going to be probably talking to from Italy as well, and then we've got somebody from the UK. But let us look at it from different parts of the world. How are they treating it and how are they looking at it? So let us, as we heard what Jennifer said, Ale for Ale, let us abide by that. Let us do that. That's Ubuntu. Let us work together. And if we work together, we can combat this thing, inshallah. Let us stay home. Let us follow the rules of the government. Stay home and just let's not be liars and say, I need to go here to do this and then you go sell cigarettes. It doesn't work like that. Let us be genuine because this is real. This is real out there, people. So inshallah, Allah make it easy. Allah protect us. Allah guide us. Now that we are in the lockdown period, Allah make it possible that everything goes well for us while we are in the lockdown period. Let us make ibadat. Let us make zikrs. Let's do all that. Inshallah, with all that, Allah will protect the entire world. Not only us here, the entire world. You make dua for the entire world. Allah protect us all, inshallah. So from there, from Germany, the message comes, as you heard, directly. Let us work together. And it was very kind of Jennifer to talk to us all the way from Germany. I know she's got her children there, but she kept her children aside. She told her husband to look after the children while she talked to us. We really appreciate for that time that she had given to us because it's something which is real and they know that something that's real, let's talk about it. So let us be like that. Let us also spread the word out there that please people be careful. This thing is real. Let us try and fight it. Inshallah, whatever people's take is on this, you get lots of conspiracy theories and so on, but this is real. So people, let us look and take care. Inshallah, on the Globetrotting program, we will be talking to people from around the world, inshallah, from wherever we can, while we are in this lockdown period, talk to people about the conditions there, because we can't talk and tell you that go there for travel. Another just quick update, Vietnam also, it's not so fast, but it has hit Vietnam, so take it easy, inshallah. My heart bleeds also for Vietnam, but Allah make it easy, Allah protect us all, but Vietnam, we'll see you soon. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.